USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
New COVID-19 restrictions coming to Los Angeles County, California amid a surge in coronavirus cases. The three-week safer at home order takes effect Monday. It bans most gatherings, but stops short of a full shutdown on retail stores and other non-essential businesses. Restaurants in the county already were recently barred from in-person dining, but they can still offer takeout and delivery service. Kurt Peterson is co-president of Unite Here Local 11, which represents 30,000 food service and hospitality workers.
Our members' testing positivity rate is 20%, three times higher than the county's average.
The county of 10 million residents confirmed 24 new deaths and more than 4,500 new COVID cases Friday. The county has set a threshold for issuing the order, an average of 4,500 cases a day over a five-day period. The five-day average as of Friday was more than 4,700. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President Trump's legal team lost another round in court. Tim Berg is at the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau. He reports that the three-judge panel, which includes a Trump appointee, said there was no evidence to back up the campaign's claim of voter fraud.
President Trump's campaign on Friday lost its appeal in a legal battle to contest Pennsylvania's already certified election results. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia upheld a previous ruling that dismissed the campaign's case to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying its election results, showing former Vice President Joe Biden as winning the state. President Trump took to Twitter and said they would appeal the ruling. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Justice Department quietly amended its execution protocols, allowing the U.S. government to conduct executions by lethal injection or, quote, any other manner prescribed by the law of the state in which the sentence was imposed. A number of states allow electrocution or death by firing squad. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An Iranian scientist named by the West as the leader of the Islamic Republic's disbanded military nuclear program was killed Friday in an ambush on the outskirts of Tehran. Iran's foreign minister alleged the killing of the scientist bore serious indications of an Israeli role but did not elaborate. Israel, long suspected of killing several Iranian nuclear scientists a decade ago, declined to immediately comment. The killing risked further raising tensions across the Middle East, nearly a year after Iran and the U.S. stood on the brink of war when an American drone strike killed a top Iranian general in Baghdad. Mike Tyson is heading back to the boxing ring, and he's not alone. Lance Pry in the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau.
Iron Mike Tyson, now 54 years old, is getting ready to go back into the ring to box.
Well, listen, I'm not trying to knock nobody out, like you said, but I'm trying to protect myself at all times.
Mike Tyson on GMA.
I've been getting in shape. I've been feeling good. My brother-in-law asked me that I want to fight somebody. I said, no way. Then the light went off in my head. I said, hey, but did they want to box me? Because the guy was an MMA fighter. And so he said, yeah. So I said, I'll box anybody.
Mike Tyson versus 1988 silver medalist Roy Jones Jr. live at the Staples Center in Los Angeles Saturday night. The pay-per-view event will set you back about $50. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.